Sunday, the 7th of July, 2019, 10:45 service. Sermon series, All at Sea. Sermon title, Abundance from Heaven. The talk is by our curate, Reverend Chika Nduku, and the Bible reference for this talk is Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. For the actual service, a film clip was used, but for the purposes of this podcast, I'll read the passage in for you. So it's Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. Jesus calls his first disciples. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let the nets down for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signalled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." And this is the word of the Lord. Now it's over to Chika for our talk.
Good morning. This is St. Chad's, a place where the children got talent, and a place where all the righteous people worship. But before then, let us pray. Do not be afraid. From now, you will be fishers of people. Speak to us, Almighty God, and use what we have from the abundance of heaven to your worship and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The place we'll watch is from Luke chapter 5, from verse 1 to 10. Here is a place we're having a sermon series, which is All at All Seas. That is the sermon series. And the theme today is the abundance from heaven. The first question I want to ask is, among all of us, who is righteous? Can you raise your hands if you're righteous? And let me get this straight. Reverend Christine, are you righteous? Bob, are you righteous? Mr. Bob, are you righteous? I am not righteous. This is not righteousness. But I try to be righteous. I try as much as I can to be righteous. We are not righteous. We are here to worship, to follow Christ. Today, it fell on our baptism. And I have to be frank with you. The most righteous person in this place is the newly baptized boy. He is the most righteous person in this church today. What are you here for? Is it to see the occasion? Is it to worship God? He says, "I will make you fishers of men." Let us think about this. You go to the river, you want to fish. You throw your net in. You get the fish out. You are not rest assured of the fish unless the fish is dead. Get the fish from the water and it's dead. You take the fish home. But that's not what Jesus wants you to do. He wants you to get that fish and keep it alive. Irrespective of what you've been, the doubt, if you would remember, when we started the service today, a little girl came here and was dancing, calling upon the colleagues, the children, to come and dance with her. And none of them came. She became angry and began to cry. Simon, James, and John, these are the apostles of Jesus Christ. But initially, they don't know who Jesus Christ is. Jesus Christ staying at the bank of the river, preaching all day night. And these people were busy fishing all day night. Jesus Christ was fishing men. They were trying to get the fish, but they did not. Simon said, "Come and see the Messiah, Jesus Christ. That is the good news I bring to you today. Come and see the Messiah, Jesus Christ. For he has come to give us life and give us life abundantly." I remember the time I was going to somewhere. I called a taxi man. I was running late. And I said to him, "Can you drive fast?" I was going to the station. The guy entered inside the car and drove. And I got myself at the back of the station. I said, "Where are you?" "I don't know. You said I should drive fast." Sometimes we forget ourselves and ahead we go. We don't know the direction we're going. Jesus Christ followed them and said, "Put your nets here." And they did. And their nets were full of fish and they called other partners to come and help them. It's not an accident today for you to be here because Jesus Christ wants to show himself to you. Whether you are small, Simon was a physician. Whether you are prime minister or whatever, today Christ is trying to show himself to you. He wants you. He wants you to be his disciple. He wants you to be fisher of a man, men, not fisher in the ocean where you get the fish, you just go home. But before the fish will go home, the fish is dead. God wants you to go and get people for him. You remember that they got everything. But the question today is, how do you handle the abundance of God from heaven? How do you make use of what God has given to you? How do you take care of your family? How do you take care of your neighbor? And how do you take care of yourself? The second clip will challenge us in making use of what gift God has given to you. We are given gift. Each and every one of us has gift. The problem is, how do you make use of it? God is telling us today, come, and I will help you to get people for me. Because he is the true way. He is the only Son of God, Jesus Christ the Messiah, who is the beginning, the end, who is the author and finisher of life, who is the light of the world, who is the salt of the world, who is our Redeemer, our Counselor. What are you waiting for? Come and see the Messiah today. It's a very simple prayer. Jesus, come into my life. Bang, you are there. What are you waiting for? Are you coming to see Christ? Are you coming to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? This is a place where we ask for forgiveness of sin and also to try as much as we can to do the will of God. And today you are here just to listen to this message. Come and see the Messiah. He is at the door of your heart knocking. Open your heart and he will come into your heart. And the second message I have to leave with you today is, do something nice sometimes. Irrespective of how hard it is, do something nice. And the last one is, pay it forward. Don't hold it. Let that love shine around you. Show it to one another. And our Lord Jesus Christ will be in your life forever and ever. Amen.